If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
We're joined now by the deputy sports editor of the Chicago Sun-Times, Jeff Agress. Jeff, good morning to you. So the rumor is you can watch the Sox game tonight on CHSN Comcast Cable. Is that for real?
That's our understanding. It's expected to be on the air tonight. They, last I had checked late afternoon yesterday, they had not dotted the I's and crossed the T's on the contracts, but that takes time, and we're expecting an announcement today that the game will be on the air, and we won't go another whole entire Bulls and Blackhawks season this fall and winter without being able to watch it. So an eight-month nightmare appears to be coming to an end. I know people are probably excited to have their games back after the first blackout of such size in this city's history. Very frustrating time, but it's supposed to be coming to an end tonight.
Jeff, why did it take so long?
It's a great question, Dave, and I hope we were able to come to a solution as to why. But the number one sticking point for Comcast was that they didn't like that CHSN was available for free over the air. That was a real that stuck in their craw, because why are we going to pay for something that's available to people for free? Why are we going to pay for that to carry it? Why are we going to ask customers to carry it to pay for it when they can just buy an antenna and get it for nothing? So that was the number one point, and I'm waiting to see if there were concessions made by CHSN along those lines to maybe pull back some hours of programming on WJYS sub-channels that are the CHSN's over-the-air channels to satisfy Comcast and give them some exclusivity in the market. I'm not saying this is going to affect other markets where CHSN is available over the air, Milwaukee, Indianapolis, Des Moines, South Bend, Springfield, but locally, Comcast is going to want exclusivity, so it only makes sense for CHSN to have given them that concession. We'll see if that's the case, if there were other reasons for them finally getting this deal done.
We do know Chicago Sports Network is going to cost, an additional $20 a month? Is that right?
If you don't have the ultimate tier on Comcast, you're going to need to, pay another $20 a month to get it. Now, it's not overwhelming ask in that on that tier are all the sports channels, NBA Network, NHL Network, MLB Network, the ACC, the SEC. So it makes sense, and this is what Comcast has been doing across the country with RSN. They did it in Boston, in Seattle, Pittsburgh. They're moving these channels from the popular tier to the ultimate tier, and it costs another $20 a month. Now, interestingly, Marquee will stay where it is on the popular tier for the rest of this season, from what I understand, and it will eventually be tiered after the season. Whether it's the beginning of next season or immediately after the season ends, we'll see. But that's the expectation there, too. So both stations eventually will be tiered like others in the country.
Any idea, Jeff, of what impact being available on Xfinity will have on the CHSN audience? I mean, will it double it, triple it? Any idea?
They'll have an audience.
Right.
That's the first thing. People, from what I've been told, people in Anaheim were watching the Hawks more than people in Chicago were watching the Hawks, which is just wild to think about. I know WGN Radio benefited from not having from having the games on their air and them not being available to many on CHSN. So you're talking about a million or so customers, Comcast customers in the Chicago area, who will suddenly have access to it. Not that they didn't before with the over-the-air, but that wasn't the most convenient way for people to get the games. It wasn't always reliable. I can tell you firsthand, it felt like going back to the 80s with a snowy screen because of the weather outside with my antenna. So it's going to be big for viewership. It's going to be big for advertising, because CHSN will be able to make more money through advertising on Comcast than they have over the air, just because of the ease of accessibility to it and the number of people who have access to it.
Yeah, and of course, good for the teams to get more people to watch the games. The other big sports story, what's going on with the White Sox? And I don't know the answer to the question about will Jerry Reinsdorf be around 4 more years, 9 years, not at all? What's the deal on this, Jeff?
Well, there's a lot of hope for a lot of hope is springing for White Sox fans. I just got a message from a friend who said that a Sox ticket representative had told him that his phone had been ringing off the hook with interest because of this announcement. And I can't help but wonder if the announcement of the deal, of the future, well, of the agreement for potential future ownership between Jerry Reinsdorf and Justin Ishbia, and the television deal being dropped on our laps like that last 2 nights ago, are related. Like that's just too coincidental in that these two major announcements that had been stuck in fans' craw for months, years as far as Sox ownership goes, came together within 24 hours of each other. So there's a lot of hope for Sox fans for the future. It's still a long ways away from this happening, you know, not until 2029 at the earliest. But the fact that the announcement was made and that a succession plan is in place really has Sox fans more hopeful about their team's future.
I have a little intel on this, and according to my sources, this guy, Ishbia, is that how
yes.
you say his
mm-hmm.
name?
Yes.
In his dealings so far with the limited partners, I'm hearing that he's been really, really fair and kind, and people are impressed. So.
Well, that's wonderful, because that's not the case in Phoenix, where yeah. his basketball team has been a real problem with them going through 3 coaches in 3 years. You know, with Kevin Durant and that team, they didn't make the playoffs this year. They've had a mess in Phoenix with Justin and his brother Matt running that operation. Hopefully that doesn't happen here. They're involving their father, Jeff, who they're excited to be working with. And so it sounds like a lovely, wonderful story. We have a guy who lives in the North Suburbs. The power of the North Suburbs here with Tom Ricketts living up north, and mm-hmm. now Justin Ishbia building a house up there. Mm-hmm. It's a great story. We just hope that, A, it comes to fruition, and B, that it's positive for Sox fans who have suffered really long enough.
Yeah, we'll hope for a happy conclusion to the story. Looks good on paper. Jeff Agress,
yes,
Chicago Sun-Times. Thanks, as always. Appreciate the time this
morning,
Jeff.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.